You're listening to Juno Afternoon. My guest now is Nancy DeCherney, all the way over from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council for Arts Up, letting us know what's going on this weekend here in the capital city. First Friday again.
It is already First Friday, Anna. Boy, I'm not ready. I will tell you, it's icy out there.
Yeah,
so
watch
be careful
the ice.
When you. Yeah, it's suddenly iced up.
So, and clear skies through the weekend.
So it's going to be a beautiful evening to be out on Friday for First Friday. I unfortunately did not bring the list of First Friday things, but we do have Carol Carlson over at our shop. And I know that the things at the APK, you need to go see them. They're going to close on the 12th. So it's free on First Friday. So plan to do that. I'll try to post the First Friday stuff on our website so you can get over to see that. We have a ballroom dance on Friday night also. I think they're doing merengue, Emily Law.
What time does that start?
7 o'clock.
All right.
Yeah. So,
and you mentioned Carol Carlson. We had her on the show earlier in this week. If you go to ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon, you can see images of Carol's abstract acrylic paintings.
Very colorful. It's very, very exciting. There is on Friday, for those folks who still have kids at home, 1 to 4 p.m. chill with the family fair at the Alaska State Museum. There's all sorts of things going on over there. It's free. Just stop in from 1 to 4. There's the ballroom dance, as I mentioned. There's a kindness festival on Saturday from 12 to 4 at the Elizabeth Pradovich Hall. Disco on Ice. You can go watch skate. There's a skating party. From 2:45 to 4:15
at the
Treadwell Arena. Garden Club's having a meeting from 3 to 5 at the Mendenhall Public Library. There's Run for the Rock, 5K, fundraiser at Overstreet Park. This fundraiser for the Eldred Rock Lighthouse Preservation Association. That's from 3:30 to 5:30. Stop on down there. Winter Wonderland Extravaganza, a winter formal dance at the Westmark Baranoff. You can get all the details about these by going to kto.org or to jahc.org, where they'll tell you things like who's the DJ, and there's going to be a mini drag show and things like that.
And just click on community calendar, right?
Yep, and there you'll find it. There's a Gold Street music concert, 7:30 on Saturday night at Resurrection Lutheran Church. Donations. The second half is audience participation, so you can plan to come and bring your instruments, bring your voice, sing along, and have a good time. The annual Juno Lyric Opera Midwinter Vocal Festival concert is on Sunday from 3 to 6 at the Elizabeth Pradovich Hall. So it's several things to do. It's not as usually crazy as some months that we have, but it's going to be beautiful weather. I want to see you out at First Friday. You can stop and pick up your little flyer.
At the Juno Arts and
Humanities Council.
Humanities Council.
Oh, and by the way,
Center.
We will have Centennial Hall, the Davis Gallery, open, and this will be your last opportunity to see Sarah's Rolodex project. So stop in over there. There may
Sarah
be some
Campen,
artists.
Right?
Yeah, there may be some artists setting up doing some of their work there in the lobby at the same time. We might have music. We never know.
I know Alexandra Buklis is opening her show at the City Museum. That'll be at 4:30 on Friday. So, still stuff to do.
There's things to do and things to see. And then after that, it gets crazy. Like, already I saw the Seafood Festival posters up. So, get
Coming
ready.
Up soon. Well, Nancy DeCherney has been here for Arts Up, part of our weekly check-in with all that's happening here in the capital city. Nancy, thank you as always.
Thank you, and Happy New Year. Mm.